about people who are called coblonin, who are people who are contractors who do work for someone, let's say a freelancer, and they want to work over Shabbos or Yom Tov. And I'm going to extend this question, and it's actually a highly, highly complex shaila, and it turns out to be a dispute among the rabbonim in Manchester. It's incredibly, incredibly relevant. And that is, someone has a company. This is a shaila that actually happened. It got asked to someone, and there was a whole dispute, and this is how it was phrased. This person has a company, and he has non-Jewish employees. Pesach, this year, there's very little Chol HaMoed. So every single day of Yom Tov pretty much falls during the week. Now these guys, these non-Jewish employees, don't want to take off holiday during Yom Tov. Really, they want to work during the week and then take their annual leave at a different time during the summer, like normal, right? The problem is, they're employees. So they're not allowed to work for his company during Yom Tov. Is an employee allowed to come into work and say, I want to come into work today, during Yom Tov, during Shabbos, or let's say specifically Yom Tov, during the weekday, and I'll take my holiday another day. I've got 28 days annual leave, and I don't want to use my annual leave on a random Thursday during April. I want to be able to work today, work on a Thursday during April, and then take that annual leave day to day. Is that mutter or is that asa? Now, the way the shaila's phrase is a bit bigger, just to make it a bit more impactful, is that he said that my employees don't want to take off. And so if I get the employees to take off during Pesach, I'm basically going to have to pay them for the time they're taking off and also allow them to have annual leave as well. Because it's just, that's how my company works. And it turns out I'll be losing about 10 grand through this exercise. Is there any way you can, what can I do? That was a shaila. And this is incredibly, incredibly relevant for anyone who's got any kind of business or any non-Jewish employees working for him. So last time we spoke about freelancers, Fiverr, all the different freelance websites, and they're allowed to work for you. And we said they basically are, as long as they're at home, and we explained why. And now we're cutting that a bit deeper. Is an employee allowed to work for you during Yom Tov? And the truth is not just Yom Tov, it's also Chol HaMoed, because if a person is not allowed to work for you on Shabbos, then he's not allowed to work for you on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, and he's not allowed to work for you on Chol HaMoed. One distinction though, when we talk about work in this context, we're talking about at Melocha. So to get, let's say, a non-Jew to stand as be a security guard, there's no Melocha involved, and therefore he is allowed to come and do his work during Shabbos, because he's not doing any melacha. We're talking about melacha, and therefore, I haven't seen any proof of this myself personally, but it makes sense. On Chol HaMoed, if it's just typing on the computer or answering the phones, according to almost all the poskim, that's not considered melacha. Therefore, on Chol HaMoed, the restrictions are slightly easier because is how much melacha is involved. But that's the very basic rule. When we're talking about working for you and allowing you to work on Shabbos Yom Tov, is it called, if specifically he has to be doing melacha. So we've got a paid employee, they're paid each month, same hours, they've got set hours, they've got a job title in every single office. If you want to take one thing home away from you that's come away for the months and months of and a number of hours that I've spent learning at Mir Elakum, there are three things you have to take into account on every single shaila of Mir Elakum. Three klolim. One, is there Morris Ayin? So if he's working, let's say, in a place where Jews will say, oh look, this person's working, doing melacha for a yid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's Moris Ayin, and that applies, maybe that's another shir, that applies in certain situations. Is there Hanol, which means if a goy comes to you on Shabbos and turns on the light, even without you asking, you're not allowed to be a nene, you have to tell him to stop, right? And because you're not allowed to Hanol from the melacha of a goy. That's also out of the context of this year. And the third category is shlichus. Shlichus is, if I command, I ask a goy to do something for me on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, which is a melacha, and the goy does it, he is my shliach, and therefore, The Chazal said that's going to be asr, even if I don't really want him to do it. What's a perfect example of that? An employee. Mishmaru says, for example, Vadol, if you have a non-Jew, Schiyon, someone who is a Schiyon, which has the context of today's discussion, they've got fixed hours, they do their job, and they're working for you. I mean, I'll elaborate that a bit more later. And he's working for you during the weekday. The right to utter gum came, lasts from Lachlan, and he now wants to send, right, I don't know, to finish his document, right, in his own house, in private, on Shabbos. Sarich, and you notice this on Shabbos, Sarich Leilech, Velimchois, Beyadoi. You have to go, if you found out about this, and to stop him. Since you know about it, because he's doing it in front of you. That's the Losh of the Mishnah Berurah.
It's not in front of you, he's doing it in his own house.
Sorry, he's doing it since he know about it. He's doing it in his own house. Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Right? You're paying him, you say you're paying him daily.
You're paying him daily.
Not hourly, daily.
You're paying him the daily wage. I'll maybe expand a little bit more on that. What we spoke about last time is the difference between a kablun and a schiyun. And this is very, very fundamental. A kablun.
Job.
Yeah.
Paying for the job.
You're paying him for the job that he's done. He has to, and it's called a da'at nafshei. A da'at nafshei means I've got to do this job. Now, I'm behind in my contract, I'm going to go with my deadline, whatever the case is, fine, go for it. It's your job. You want to finish off the work quickly so you can be finished from this job, that's fine, that's nothing to do with me, that's fine. But a schiyon is, let's go into it, because that's what the Divrei Chaim asks. The sons of Rav ask the question, I don't really understand, what is the difference? Look at Sarah Lavin, what is the difference between a schiyon and a kavanah? A kavanah is working, a da'at is nafshe. He's working for his own benefit. He wants to finish off the job so he can get paid. Well, a schiyon is also. If I've got an employee, basically, why do they come to work in the morning? It's true, there is a satisfaction of getting the job done. But the main drive is, I want to get a paycheck at the end of the month. That's what I have to do, right? So, I don't understand. That's also a da'at is nafshe. So why should a schiyon be any different to a kavanah? I guess schiyon in this context is basically a worker, someone who's worked, an employee in an office, for the sake of this example. So he says like this. He says, no, what's happened is that when a kavanah works, he's working, and remela the work of the Jew gets done. Let's say I've got someone who is, we spoke about last time, a bookkeeper. So the bookkeeper has got, he gets paid for every transaction that he does. He has to do 1,000 transactions, that's a kavanah. So he's working for himself in order to finish off the project, and it happens to be that my books, my records are reconciled, fine. But, schiyon, shapa habishlucho lasu tayoy melocha. He is definitely your shliach to do the melocha. V'chi mishum, she shalem schiris mutter l'shalach b'schiris lasu melocha. Is it because you pay him a wage, takes him away from being a shliach? Bishleim a kablonus, it makes sense with kablonus. In Ein Oisad Das Yisrael Klal, he's not doing it for the sake of the Yisrael at all. Lechalkoi, only for his own finished job. But Aschiyon Oisad Rak Adas HaYisrael, he only does it for this Das Yisrael. Rak Yisrael Nishalim Loi Schirasoi, but the Jew pays him his wage. Let me explain a bit more. Yeah. Exactly. It's not, we need to
refine it. It doesn't seem much of a difference.
Yeah. So he says like this. The Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that Ischiyam is different to a kavanah. Why? Because Eina Malacha Shaloi Klal, and this is a very fundamental point, because the Ischiyam, the work he's doing, is not his own, he's not the bailin over his work. The Eina Eisik Bar, and he doesn't, Shaharei, Ein Kavanasai Bala Vailasai, Kadei Lahashlin HaMalacha. When this schiyon, this employee, comes into work, he doesn't, and we're going to change, from this you should know, you'll probably change your definition about what a schiyon is. Okay, we'll get to it. He doesn't come in order to do the job. Sharei loy alav hamalacha ligmor. Because behold, he doesn't have to finish the job. Ve'ev lo toeles klal ba'gomorrah. He doesn't have to finish. He has no benefit in completing this workload. Ella, kvanasoi, lavoid es heisrol kolayon. Rather, what is his kavana is just to work for this Jewish employer. Kadei shiitim lo scharoi, in order for him to give him his wage. The ficha harizeh ka'ois es shlichas heisrol, and therefore he's doing the shlichas of heisrol. But a kablan, on the contrary, the kablan, the melacha, is his own work. And therefore, he's doing it in order, literally, to take his salary, because he knows when he finishes his job, he will go and take his salary. Let me explain. According to this definition, a schiyo basically is someone who goes in, the closest thing I can think of, is someone who works in a local supermarket. He comes in for his shift between 3 to 5. He goes on a till, he serves the customers. 5 o'clock, he talks out, okay, I'm out. Whether there's been 5 customers served, 100 customers served, whether people are happy or not, I don't care.
As long as he gets paid. And that's what he's doing for himself.
So why can't he get his way?
No, he's not. Right.
He's doing it for himself. He wants to get paid. He has to come and be a cashier in the supermarket.
Very good. He's doing what for himself?
Any work.
Who's going to define the work?
His boss.
In other words, I turn up at the supermarket today, and I'll do whatever you tell me. I'm doing it for me because I want to get paid. But I'm doing what you tell me. Mm-hmm. In other words, shlichus. That's what Chazal, and it's an incredible concept because you have two very, very similar situations. You have, now let me just contrast this a little bit. Let's say you told this cashier in the supermarket that for every 10 transactions, I'll give you £5. That'll be your salary. You flipped him into a commune. Isn't that mad? So what Chazal done is they've taken the psychology, it's purely about Kavana. They've taken the psychology of this worker, let's call them, right? And they said, what is your psychology? Are you there to do the wishes of whoever you want, of the boss? Or are you there to try to get something, to try to do? Now, so then another example that everyone brings out is a cleaner. Come to my house between 2 to 4, and so you say, yeah, listen, can you clean the bathrooms and the toilet and the lounge? Yeah, no problem. Oh, it's 4 o'clock, I haven't managed to finish, like, okay, fine. That's a schiyo. They've come, they've done whatever I want them to do, they get paid, they go. But if you say, I'm going to pay you...
Therefore the cleaner, to
do melacha on Shabbos would be asr. That people who do have cleaners on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and we'll explain maybe in another shir what the heter is with that. But if a cleaner comes and does melacha for you on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that would be asr for you to do that, because that's a shlichus, right?
Are you paying her? Cleaner?
You are paying her, yeah. But if you said,
you have an accountant who does the work at home. She's got ten accounts to do.
Yeah.
And she does it in her own time at home. And she wants to do on Shabbos. So why is that not like the woman at the counter, at the till machine?
Because she's doing, this accountant is doing, she's got 10 accounts,
yeah.
Right? And she doesn't just turn up and say, what do you want me to do? It's very loose. She's got a specific role. She has to finish by a certain time usually. Or even not.
She's getting paid per hours. Why is that not, why? Is that kablonos or is that schiyon?
So that is called kablonos. And the Cheshev Eifed deals with this question. And he says, even if you're getting paid per hour, it's, as I said, it's actually a very complicated sugya with, I'm missing out a lot of rhymes. But one of the cases, exactly what is your case, it's brought a specific case, and it looks like it's a schiyon because you get paid per hour. Yeah. But in reality, they've got a fixed job to do. We just don't know how much it's going to cost. She has to do, let's say, a set of accounts. I don't know it would take 1 hour or 10 hours. So if you want to, I'll make it easy, I'll pay per hour. She could even bill me at the end of every day. All that's doing is spreading out the cash flow to make it easier for me to do. But it's still a specific job. And I know when she comes in she sits down to do these accounts, she's only doing it in order to finish the set of accounts in order to get paid. Right? It's a specific job that she wants to finish. She's not coming in as my shliach saying, okay, I'm here now, what do you want me to do? The major nafkamina would be is that if she would leave the thing half finished, would she care? If she comes and says, yeah, well, my time's up now, I'm going, right? Well, but where would the count? Yeah, sorry. In that situation, They're not just an irresponsible employee. That's not their role. Is that's not their role. Their role is to come to these times, do as much as you can, and then leave. Right? It's a very reductive chiluk. The Imre Yosha talks about a case of like a sweatshop, basically a factory. They work 6 days a week and they're just pounding it. They're just making suits all day long. And he says he's medayik from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that if the Baal HaBayis is makpid, that you do not, I don't want them to sit and to, they have to be working the whole time when I'm employing them. I don't want to have a break at all. He's the diet from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who brings out from the Taz, that's called a skiyon. The only case of it says it's a bit of a big sugya, it's out of the scope of today's shir, but the Taz says that if I want you to work the whole time, constantly, you're considered a skiyon, because basically, and even if you do have a specific job, let's say I've got an accountant, and I want them to be just finding accounts, one after the other, I know some of these. Just one after the other, and I don't want to have any breaks at all. Well, do you know what? Says the Taz, you've got one job, but you're mine. You know what I mean? You're mine. So the Taz says that's going to be a schiyu, and says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that's a schiyu. Imre Yosha says, yeah, 100%. That case, the sweatshop guys, is going to be a schiyu, and the nafkamim would be, these guys want to have, they've got one day off a week, right? They want to take their day off on Sunday, not Shabbos. Is it mutter? He says it's asr. The Chassan Sofer says it's mutter, right? So what's going on? The Cheshiv Eifed says, we're talking about a case, in the case I just described, then even the Chassan Sofer would say there would be a problem, right? That because you have to, you're pounding it, you have to, I don't want you ever to relax, to have any kind of problem breaks. Even in the supermarket, what is it, like half an hour, is it 10 minutes every 2 hours or something? There is a legal requirement. But that's it. According to the legal requirement, that's it. But I'm not doing any further than that. That's going to be a skiyo, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, and according to the Imyosha and the Chesh of Eifu. I want to present, so far it seems quite clear that someone who's working in an office is going to be a skiyo. They do their 9 to 5, whatever the case is, and if they wanted to work on Yom Tov, you'd have to say, I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to let you, right? Do you have to force them? No, if they came in and they have to put a guard by the door, right? If you talk, you have them, you make a machal, you say that I don't want you to do this. You're not open today, no matter what happens. Then that's the situation. And there is one chiluk, and I'm going to bring in one more, and we'll finish. The one chiluk is, and this is my idea, and I said in the second thing I'm going to say now is going to show how the other side of the spectrum completely. And this is my own thoughts, and you're welcome to ask in it. So far, I work, when I'm not in Kodal, I help a lot of businesses. And a lot of what I do is, like, people say to me, how do I motivate my workers? I say, well, the first thing is, don't call them your workers. Call them employees, give them a mention, give them a role, give them a job spec. And that's how you do it, right? Which means that the modern day way of thinking now of employment is that everyone's got a job spec, got specific roles and responsibilities. That's quite standard. Isn't that common? A schiyon is you come to my office, you do your job, and you're mine, whatever I tell you to do, right? Like the cleaner, you come and clean this and do that. Whereas now, it's very common in any kind of normal professional workplace, you've got an employee, they are dedicated, they're responsible, they've got a specific role, they know what they have to do, and they want to do it. So if they want to come in the Shabbos to finish off, maybe they are a company.
They're a 9 to 5 worker.
But they've got a specific role. It's true they're paid for hours.
The cashier's got a specific role.
He stacks the shelf. Call him a manager, call him what you want, but he stacks the shelf.
It's a 9 to 5 job. 9 to 5 job is a skiyo.
But the case of the cashier is he's not paid according to any deliverable. He just comes to
work.
He just work. Whereas what I'm trying to say is you have people now, and they are paid, they're not paid according to the deliverable, but they have specific things to do.
But they're paid for work.
It's food for thought. The other side, the second thing, is because of the restriction of time, I'm going to carry on. The Shevet Levi, listen to this. Someone asked that there is a guy fixing machinery in a kind of a block. And they say they come in on Friday afternoon, in Eretz Yisrael, non-Jewish people, and they want to carry on. They want to get it finished, right? So he brings the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shoal asks this, and the Shevet Levi says this. He says, I'm not sure about this whole thing about if he's be'emes chiyum or if he's if be'emes shorish halacha zu ein teila bekablonus or beschirus. It's not talking this whole your whole shayla. We're not handling if it's kablonus or schirus. Ella be sighted kablonus or schirus in a dated nafshe of it. The whole side of kablonus schirus. Stop the. In other words, in my language, stop being so nitty gritty. Well, the whole Yisoid is he doing it for himself or is he doing it for you? And therefore it sounds from the Shevet Levi that I don't care, you don't go into the Madura Basra in Shulchan Aruch is about 10 pages going back and forth about what is Kabbalah and what is Chiyun. And the Kodesh Levi, I don't know about the Gedorim of exactly it. Is he doing it that's enough shade? Does he want to do the task or not? There are local Rabbonim in town who said exactly the same thing. You want your employees to work during Yom Tov. Why are they, or they want to take the time off, right? Not now, but later. They want to work on Yom Tov and take the time off later. Someone said to me, "Ain't a dad's enough shade, good over Zoom." On the contrary, why am I coming in? Because I want my holiday later. I don't want to take my time off now. Mm. Right? And then the Halacha Shabbos also says, it's mutter to give a goy, it's mutter to it just says the same thing. If you've got someone who's paid for a whole year, paid for a month, it's also the same kind of concept. It's mutter because it's a dad's enough shade. So there's two very, very distinct sides of the coin, which is a machlokas within Manchester. Is it according to Shulchan Aruch, sorry, he's got hours, he's got his role, he's a schiyo, and you're not allowed. And the other side is just completely saying, no, I don't care about all that stuff. He's a das nafshei, he's doing it for his own purpose, leave him alone, and call him.